You're listening to SBS News.
Two new visas have been rolled out which require skilled migrants to live and work regionally for 3 years to gain access to permanent residency. Goat farmers, actors, pilots, archaeologists, homeopaths, nurses and carpenters are all among workers eligible to come to Australia through new regional visa pathways. Immigration Minister David Coleman has told Sky News the new visas will help ease population pressures on major cities while fulfilling the needs of regional communities.
So if there are needs for more immigration in regional areas, then we should seek to meet them. I mean, we've got numerous examples at the moment of regions saying we want more immigration. So South Australia's Premier has called for immigration of about 15,000 people per year. We've got regions like the Goldfields in WA with 1,000 or more jobs going begging. Warrnambool has been out saying that it needs more immigration.
The two new regional visas include a skilled employer-sponsored regional visa, a skilled work regional provisional visa for people who are nominated by a state or territory government or sponsored by an eligible family member to live and work in regional Australia will also be introduced. The federal government has allocated 25,000 places for the regional visas, and the changes come alongside a push to reduce the nation's permanent migration program from 190,000 to 160,000. All of Australia except for Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane is classified as regional for the purposes of the regional migration visas. Perth and the Gold Coast were added to the eligible locations following lobbying from stakeholders. Julian Taisha is Professor of Human Resources and Employment at Queensland University of Technology. He says while it's too early to tell, there is a risk that after the 3 years, people may move away from regional areas.
Why people don't remain in regional areas ultimately is that they aren't part of communities. They aren't parts of communities of their own ilk, if you like. I mean, people, yes, they want to be integrated into the Australian community, but they also want to maintain links with people of their own cultural or ethnic background. The other element of the settle process, and it here a lot of the burden falls on state and local governments, to make sure that you have a receptive community environment. Again, that's well documented. Unless those things are in place, you can't expect that people will stay much more than 3 years on average.
Some migration analysts have raised concerns the provisional nature of the new regional visas will make them less attractive to prospective applicants. But Mr. Coleman says regional visas will receive priority processing and have access to a wider range of jobs than those applying to migrate to major cities. The federal government says there was 124% increase in the number of regional visas granted in the first quarter of this year. But Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally has accused the government of overseeing slow visa processing times that have strangled regional migration. Abul Rizvi is a former Deputy Secretary of the Immigration Department. He's concerned the provisional nature of the visas could potentially lead to exploitation of migrants, especially those seeking permanent residency at the end of job placement.
For the state territory nominated version of the two visas, which is the bigger one of the two, the individual has to earn for 3 years a minimum of $53,900. Now, for people living in Sydney and Melbourne, that may not sound a lot. But for people in regional Australia, that is a substantial salary. And there's a real risk that people will spend 5 years in regional Australia, settle, get a job, but the job will not pay $53,900. What is the government going to then do? Does the government kick the people out?
Seven designated area migration agreements have been signed with regions around the world to address the specific migration needs of migrants. Meanwhile, the federal government has deployed a team of regional outreach officers to support regional employers. A full list of eligible occupations can be found at the Department of Home Affairs website. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.